Section 3. You will hear two students discussing a project they have to do as part of a literature course on great books. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25 on page 12. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Joey. How are you doing? I heard you were sick.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Yeah, I had a virus last week, and I missed a whole pile of lectures, like the first one on the great books in literature, where Dr. Castle gave us all the information about the semester project.
I can give you copies of the handouts. I've got them right here.
But that's okay. I already collected the handouts, but I'm not very clear about all the details. I know we each have to choose an individual author. I think I'm going to do Carlos Castaneda. I'm really interested in South American literature.
Have you checked he's on the list that Dr. Castle gave us? We can't just choose anyone.
Yeah, I checked. It's okay. Who did you choose?
Well, I was thinking of choosing Ernest Hemingway, but then I thought, no, I'll do a British author, not an American one. So I chose Emily Bronte.
Okay. And first of all, it says we have to read a biography of our author. I guess it's okay if we just look up information about him on the internet?
No, it's got to be a full-length book. I think the minimum length's 250 pages. There's a list of biographies. Didn't you get that?
Oh, right. I didn't realize we had to stick with that. So what do we have to do when we've read the biography?
Well, then we have to choose one work by the writer. Again, it's got to be something quite long. We can't just read a short story.
But I guess a collection of short stories would be okay?
Yes, or even a collection of poems, they said. But I think most people are doing novels. I'm going to do Wuthering Heights. I've read it before, but I really want to read it again now I've found out more about the writer.
And then the video. We have to make a short video about our author and about the book. How long has it got to be?
A minute.
What? Like 60 seconds? And we got to give all the important information about their life and the book we choose?
Well, you can't do everything. I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, Dr. Castle said we had to find or write a short passage that helps to explain the author's passion for writing, why they're a writer. So we can back this up with reference to important events in the writer's life, if they're relevant. But it's up to us, really. The video's meant to portray the essence of the writer's life and the piece of writing we choose.
So when we read the biography, we have to think about what kind of person our writer is.
Yes, and the historical context and so on. So for my writer, Emily Bronte, the biography gave a really strong impression of the place where she lived and the countryside around.
Right. I'm beginning to get the idea.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30 on page 13. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Can I check the other requirements with you?
Sure.
The handout said after we'd read the biography, we had to read the work we'd chosen by our author and choose a passage that's typical in some way, that typifies the author's interests and style.
Yes, but at the same time, it has to relate to the biographical extract you choose. There's got to be some sort of theme linking them.
Okay, I'm with you.
And then you have to think about the video.
So are we meant to dramatize the scene we choose?
I guess we could, but there's not a lot of time for that. I think it's more how we can use things like sound effects to create the atmosphere, the feeling we want.
And presumably visuals as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I suppose that's the whole point of making a video. But whatever we use has to be historically in keeping with the author. We can use things like digital image processing to do it all.
So we can use any computer software we want?
Sure. And it's important that we use a range, not just one software program. That's actually one of the things we're assessed on.
Okay.
Oh, and something else that's apparently really important is to keep track of the materials we use and to acknowledge them.
Including stuff we download off the internet, presumably?
Yeah. So our video has to list all the material used with details of the source in a bibliography at the end.
Okay. And you were talking about assessment of the project. Did they give us the criteria? I couldn't find anything on the handout.
Sure. He gave us them in the lecture. Let's see, you get 25% just for getting all the components done. That's both sets of reading and the video. Then the second part is actually how successful we are at getting the essence of the work. They call that content, and that counts for 50%. Then the last 25% is on the video itself, the artistic and technical side.
Great. Well, that sounds a lot of work, but a whole lot better than just handing in a paper. Thanks a lot, Olivia.
You're welcome.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4 on page 14.